Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're looking into the Illinois legislative session, 89th. It looks like Jaron's found it. Very interesting. If you heard the last caller about talk of the government arming the gangs then, back in the mid-1990s, wouldn't be the first time. I remember L.A. Times, the feds letting 3,000 AK-47s go free in Long Beach to the gangs. Man, this just goes on and on. I just remembered that. I have the L.A. Times. That's actually in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, 1997. The more I think about it, how the government arms the criminals, the select criminals, to knock out their competition. Andrew in Illinois, pretty wild news from Illinois, my friend.
Yeah, that reminds me of the during the Clinton administration, they seized a container shipment of AK-47s from China, and there's no more word of what they did with it.
Actually, that was it. That was Long Beach. The report was it made its way to drug gangs.
But here's what I was talking about is HAARP. Now, HAARP is used to manipulate storm cells. You heard, storms be called cells because they have a positive and a negative side to them. They can push these storm cells over any area or pull them to any area using HAARP. Plus, they can heat the air up over them to give them physical energy, or they can add energy. I'm trying to find out more about adding energy to the storm. But a lot of people
admit there's all sorts of ionizing towers that can manipulate the weather. That's mainstream news now. So much of this stuff that was science fiction is now admitted that it's been going on behind the scenes, Andrew.
Towers is mini HAARP, by the way. They're starting to test that out using this, the actual.
Well, I've talked to a guy that works at a University of Texas research facility, and that's all I'm allowed to say. Well, actually, he's called in before. I've known him personally for 12 years. His first name's Steve, and I'll just leave it at that. In fact, Steve, if you could ever get me a note, I'd like to have you on as a guest without saying your last name. But he has witnessed, he says that the Doppler radar facilities, many of them are a cover, just like they have a camp within a camp at Camp X-Ray. They'll have a real Doppler radar system, and then right next to it, they'll have another array that they claim is under federal control that he claims is a HAARP antenna to manipulate weather. And I remember him telling me this 10 years ago, and he gave me a lot of good info, but I'd still kind of roll my eyes. Now, the exact arrays he was trying to show me diagrams of or what are in the Daily Mail with Dubai saying they can control the weather looks just like them. And it's just, I can't handle it anymore. I mean, we're living in total crazy land. There's a giant military-industrial complex that's gotten away with whatever it wants to do. They think they're God. They're playing God. They've got all sorts of life extension systems we're never going to get a hold of. The general public's completely slobbering and dumbed down. You know, those that aren't awake are that way. Folks that are awake, I don't know what we're going to do. But anything else, Andrew?
Yes, also, if people still have a television, you know, the old kind of antenna, it's called the Weller method. You turn your TV to channel 2, and you take it a little bit off the channel and all that, and you'll see as it sparkles. As a tornado-producing storm approaches, it will cause the screen to go white, and you know it for sure to hit storm solar outside of the weather zone.
Well, actually, I was going back 65, 70 years ago. I saw where some of the first devices were TV tubes that weathermen would use to, like, track things. That was some of the early warning systems was television tubes that they manipulated. I've actually read that.
Channel 2 is what you go on using an antenna, the old-fashioned kind, not cable or satellite, but have it on a TV antenna and channel 2, and then you adjust your contrast a lot so you see sparkles on your screen. But then when that tornado precipitate comes, your screen will turn white, hit the solar. You got that tornado clouds right there.
All right, good job. Appreciate that, Andrew. Ron, Tom, Verna, Julie, we're going to get to all of you. We've got a special guest coming up, though. But we'll get to your calls while he's on with us. We're going to cover the media and where it's going in this country. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com.
In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So we're going into a depression, basically. We're going to be breaking all of that down today. But there's a guy I really wanted to get on air because, I don't know, for a year and a half or so, maybe longer now, he has been airing my radio show on one of his radio stations live, and then on the other one, he has been replaying it on night, and he has me up against Rush Limbaugh on his other station. He has a long bio, but he is certainly a very interesting character, and he's the model of local broadcasting that we had in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. That's all dying out. That's going away. And the big majors will come in for 2-3 years, sell advertising for $5 a spot to bankrupt all their competition, then buy them up. And I'm not for monopolies. You know, we've seen the big three out there, now the big two, a decade ago or so, couldn't own, you know, more than a certain amount of stations in each market. Now it's basically unlimited. And it's destroyed local diversity on local radio at a time that we really, really need it. That's why I've encouraged citizen journalists to start their own local news shows, their own local newspapers. And there's been a birth of those. But there's nothing like the professionals from broadcast, AM and FM, UHF, VHF, many of them now bagging groceries, many of them mowing lawns, many of them teaching Sunday school, or public school. Many of these incredible talents. I mean, I remember growing up in Dallas you can go through the dial and just hear so many interesting personalities, local news. And most stations don't even do that now, or they just regurgitate national news. But Michael Zwirling, when I've been out in the area that he lives in California, Santa Cruz and surrounding areas, you talk about a wide diversity of local shows. He's only got really, I guess, a few syndicated that he carries, and I'm honored to be one of them. But I wanted to get Michael on because when I went to Talkers, he was there, and I, of course, went out and spoke to the KSCO listeners at two events that were sellout crowds, 900 at each event. In fact, somewhere above 900. It was capacity, standing room only, both nights. And I was asking him, you know, in the decades and decades you've owned this station, how have you survived and thrived when other stations and programmers, in most cases, cannot figure out how to do it? And Michael's been extremely successful. And the model he went with is basically similar to our model. I sell books, I sell videos, I sell water filters. I have a retail store. So I have my own products. And I tell listeners, I think these are really good products. These are really good films, good T-shirts, spread the word. If you believe in what we're doing, buy these. If you like this broadcasting, vote with your dollars. I also tell folks, support your local AM and FM affiliate. If you're listening to the show there, sponsor them if you're a local business owner. Or support those local sponsors. Let them know, I'm buying my tile from you, or my carpet from you, or my car from you, or I'm going to your restaurant because you're on this local station that carries shows I believe in. There's a reason the White House is openly saying they want to shut down talk radio and free speech and want internet kill switches. Because it's a place you can call into. Talk radio is a long form format. And so we can take little stories from around the country or overseas and show a pattern. We can break that regional news control. But if you don't have local radio, there's no way for it ever to get out to you unless you happen to be listening to a show like this one. But when I was out in KSCO, they said, do you know they're making the local famous apple juice place put fluoride in their apple juice now? And I said, yes, I've seen that. And I ended up talking to folks that are involved in apple production that work at the station. They were saying, and you're aware of the carbon taxes going in. And yes, I was aware of California issues. But see, I can cover that sometimes. But local, they're the folks that can organize people politically to stand up for themselves. And that is not what the establishment wants. So, amongst other things, I brought Michael Zwirling on today for a message directly to AM and FM broadcast license owners, managers, program directors to listen to the model. Your radio station shouldn't just be selling coffee mugs and T-shirts. You should have bookstores. You should have all your hosts doing YouTube videos and plugging your online stream. I mean, I'm going to give you some of my information that seems common sense to some, but not to others. And then Zwirling is going to give you some of his inside knowledge to help our radio stations. But even if you're not picking up my radio broadcast or other great Genesis shows, or some of the shows that Michael Zwirling syndicates, by the way, through Genesis, that doesn't matter. This is how you can really fund your radio station and then build it. Because Mr. Zwirling's, you know, number one on his stations in his area, in those key cities. He's number one. He's got shows, many of them that are number one, and he's done it against the big guys, and this is the model. You can't beat the big ad agencies blocking you out because you're not an insider. You can't get at the table. You can't do that. There are ways to grow your station, to A, survive, and then B, grow, and C, thrive and dominate. And this goes into the alternative media. It goes into so many things. And so I hope that all the audience will stay with us as we cover it, because this affects you and your capacity to call into local radio, your capacity to bring local host information, your capacity to be a focal point. Talk radio is the electronic soapbox. And talk radio pioneered the new media, the systems that talk radio developed. It's the oldest electronic media, but it's also the newest of the old media. And it's only talk radio that still has the giant audiences. Take Coast to Coast AM. Most cities, they have close to half or more of the combined total radio listening system. Take Rush Limbaugh, 22 million listeners conservatively. The biggest news shows now have a couple million. Talk radio is king, and local talk radio needs to be king again. And here I am, a syndicated broadcaster, telling you the inside baseball because I don't care about, at the end of the day, syndicated radio. I care about truth and information. And I started out, obviously, as a local access TV person in local community activism. Now, Michael Zwirling is president and CEO of Zwirling Broadcasting System, LTD, chairman and CEO of ZBS Radio Associates, LTD. Worked as a television news anchor for Cable 7 of Santa Fe in Santa Cruz in 73, taught radio TV production and built educational FM radio stations for Salinas Union High School in 74, started industrial video production business in 74, made training and promotional videos for companies and government agencies until 85, built custom home for personal residence and video studio in 79, so he's a trailblazer. Bleeding liberal heart quickly healed as a direct result of being told by government that what materials and colors to be used, became interested in real estate investment shortly thereafter, obtained California real estate broker license in 85, established Michael Zwirling Investments real estate brokerage business, which continues until now, so a great American entrepreneur, acquired KSCO Radio on July 31st, 1991, a station he'd listened to as his family was a little kid, traveled and moved into Santa Cruz, and vowed to build long-neglected sleeping giant station into premier, active, vibrant news and information medium for Monterey Bay Area. Established ZBS Radio in January of 98 to develop innovative method to market nutritional supplements to public using educational empowerment properties of talk radio medium, InfoWarsTeam.com. He is the team leader of the entire operation for radio stations, for listeners, for everybody to survive and thrive. We've done it. He's done it. Michael Zwirling, quite a 10-minute intro, but thank you for joining us today, sir.
I can't believe it. Did I do all those things? Technology is absolutely incredible, Alex. Have you been watching my facial expressions? Because we're on video Skype.
Absolutely. You're here being simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Michael, tell us about yourself. Yeah, I mean, that magic in your eyes when you talk about being a little kid and first listening to KSCO when you moved there, and all the Doris Day stories, the Clint Eastwood stories, the Ronald Reagan stories. I mean, you're really an interesting guy. But then also describe to people how you're able to not just survive, but absolutely kick the big monopoly men's hind ends.
Well, in a nutshell, it's called leveraging your audience. Traditionally, Alex, what radio and television stations do is sell advertising time to businesses who want to reach the audience that the radio or TV station reaches, okay? And I don't know, 14, 15 years ago, sort of by accident, I stumbled upon a different way to do it. And in fact, I should back up a little bit because I always wanted to own that particular station, KSCO AM 1080 in Santa Cruz. When I was a youngster growing up, It wasn't a station that too many people would listen to, because too many young people would listen to, because it was an old fogey music station. You know, they played Montalbani music and so forth, but it was the only radio station that was in town. So I used to hang out there as a kid and dream about being a DJ there someday, or better yet, being a talk show host, because we had this great radio station that was a trailblazer in the San Francisco Bay Area called KGO. It's an amazing talk radio station, at least it was for many, many years. Now it's gone downhill, and it's really very sad what's happening to KGO and a lot of the other big stations. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. But in the 1960s, I had an opportunity to do the high school radio show, time that was made available by the owner, general manager of that of KSCO, the station that I now own. And it was the most important thing in my life. And one day after the what I thought was the best program I and the high school staff had ever done, the manager walked in and said, "Zwirling, you're through." And I said, "Why?" He said, "You don't make a fart noise on KSCO." Fart noise. It was a raspberry. Anyhow, long story short, I vowed right then and there on January 4th, 1967, that someday I was going to own that station. and turn it into an amazing interactive communications vehicle. And in 1991, what is that, 24 years later, I got that opportunity. So we're celebrating our 20th year of being a voice for everyone in a media and an industry that seems to be going the opposite direction really, really fast. You know, instead of serving local communities, it seems to be shunning local communities as the big companies take over. When I was able to acquire KSCO in 1991, the rule at the time was only one AM and one FM station could be owned by the same owner in a given market. A year or two later, it changed to two and two. And in 1996, the Communications Act of 1996, that absolutely destroyed diversity and localism in the United States of America, made it possible, as you said earlier in the intro, that it's essentially limitless. There is a limit, but the limit is so high that one station, one company or one entity can now own 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 stations within the same community and dominate it. It's just horrible. It's totally destroyed everything. Anyhow, be careful what you wish for, because in 1991, I got an opportunity to purchase the radio station that I always wanted to own, did it, and found that it wasn't quite as fun owning a station and being responsible for payrolls and so forth. It wasn't the same as being a DJ or a talk show host. You're responsible for a lot of things. And
believe me, tell me about it. That's why I'm chief cook, bottle washer, everything. And I got a great crew, but it's still torture having to watch everything, tell everybody what to do. A lot of people want to be managers or bosses. And believe me, folks, unless you're a control freak, it's not fun.
All right. Well, after about 6 months, by accident, I don't know how, I happened to find myself on a telephone conversation with a person, a broadcaster, a very successful broadcaster, who, it turned out, right then I learned that he had been bidding against me from with the people that I ultimately bought the station from, and I had won out. And when he said that, he said, you know, I don't know how you could pay him. To me, it was a deal of a century that I bought KSCO for. But for him, I overpaid. And he says, I don't know how you're going to make money with that station, but if you ever do, I'm going to want to read your book. Well, I guess I'm ready to write the book, but it's going to be an awful short book. It's only going to be two or three words. Leverage your audience. If you have an audience that appreciates you and loves you like you do and like we do, if you represent products that you either own or have a distributor for or so forth, as long as you believe in those products, the people who listen to you, who believe in you, if you say, buy these products, try them out, see if they work as well for you as they do for me, chances are they're going to do it. And if you let them know that it's supporting the broadcast, which is what you do and which is what we do, amazing things happen.
And then all we've got to do morally is pick things to promote that we personally believe in: gold, silver, high-quality nutritional products, the highest quality storable food. All I do is go out and find the best product, then I promote it, and then it's able to fund our message of liberty and freedom and free market, and it wins, wins, wins. And
yeah,
I've seen radio stations now follow your model all over the country, and they're the only ones that have been successful. You know, there's a station in Kansas City that's had us on, I don't know, for, you know, more than a decade that I know does that as
yeah,
well.
That's KCXL.
They were able to buy another station and upgrade it and all this
right.
by following that model. So here
right.
we are literally giving people silver crosses for the big corporate vampires here. If stations will listen to us, but also listeners. You've had a lot of listeners with the Longevity products, with the InfoWarsTeam.com system we've launched, but going back over a decade, I hope you'll tell folks, who've really been successful with this. Because, I mean, here's an example. Earlier in the show, I felt absolutely horrible. I hadn't eaten today. I've been up since 6:30. I finally ate. I feel great. I know when I take the Longevity Tangy Tangerine or Pollen Burst that it gives me incredible energy. I feel great, but I'm such a workaholic, I even forget to do that. I forget to sleep. So it's one thing to know all this. I'm trying to put it into function. It's the same thing for radio stations. They need to go with the model that you've used to sustain themselves by promoting good products and turning themselves into the direct sellers. And they can have advertising on top of it. But the point is, this is a system that will let the mom and pops, but also the big independents, not just survive, but thrive. So tell us about leveraging the audience and what it did for you.
Well, in 2001, the company that owned I don't know if I'll mention names here. I don't know if I should do that or not.
Just give us the basics. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. A company that was the syndicator of our by far most listened to program, which is a syndicated show, decided to pull the plug on us, not because we weren't doing a wonderful job and not because we weren't being the best affiliate anybody can be, but because that same company owned another station in our market, and the manager of that station was complaining, saying, why in the world, if we own the top syndicated talk radio property in the whole world, should we allow our competitor, that independent over in Santa Cruz, to carry that product when we are the owners of it? And I guess he squawked enough to get the corporate people higher up to say, well, okay, we'll let you have it. Yes, that makes sense, I suppose. And so they gave me the legally required, I think it was 90-day notification that you're going to be losing your affiliate status here, and it's going to a competing station. And I said, okay, look, it's sort of like losing a lease. If you don't own the property, you know, that's just life, you know. But I said, it doesn't make any business sense at all to do what you're doing, because you're going to be going from the station, the station with the strongest signal in the market, AM or FM, bar none, to a station with a pipsqueak signal just because it's owned by your same company. That doesn't make any business sense at all. A lot of the people are not in the market, aren't even going to be able to hear your program anymore. And they didn't listen to me. They did it. Now, under ordinary circumstances, that would have destroyed my station, because taking such a huge chunk of our audience away in one fell swoop would have had devastating consequences. But because I was long into having discovered the leverage your audience notion that I talk about, we don't depend on the sale of advertising. We developed a residual compounding income that started in 1996, when I had this great idea about selling products to our listening audience. They got to be good products, or else they're not going to buy them again. A good salesperson can sell anybody anything once, but if it doesn't measure up, if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, forget it.
Well, that's why Ted's gone from probably, you know, in the 50th biggest gold broker and silver broker in the country to now number 5, because he gives great deals and he's been right. So folks would be mad if I said buy gold and it was 300, it's going to go up, and it went down, but it's gone up above 1800. So folks are like, wow, exactly. My rule is, if I buy it and I like it, I promote it. And let me tell you, my family has had the Longevity stuff. My wife is addicted to it. It really is incredibly powerful and great. And folks can, by the way, as individuals, sign up and get a discount to be able to buy it even cheaper at InfoWarsTeam.com. And the profit from it also goes to support our broadcast. But then you can start selling it to your friends and family. And this is just old-fashioned business. Or you can just buy the stuff at InfoWarsTeam.com and not sign up like Costco to get the discount. But getting back to this show, they pull your big show, so you launch your own syndicated show. And please continue.
I already have the syndicated show. That's Dead Doctors Don't Lie. That was already in operation for 4 or 5 years when that happened. Long story short here, we did just fine without the major syndicated property.
But you got the big host back anyways, right?
We did get the big host back, because they failed on the smaller pipsqueak station.
Okay, Michael, we've got a lot of big stations listening, our mom and pops, all the great folks listening. Go through what you would do if you were them when we come back, so they can survive and thrive.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and mistake has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, we are back live. I don't think I've ever done an hour of radio quite like this, and we'll shift gears into some news and your calls here in a little while. But it was my idea to get Michael Swerling on. Because, you know, you go to a big radio function, radio managers, owners from all over the country, they want to come over and talk to Michael Swerling. Because they know how successful he's been in the ratings, in profits, and of course he sells out his advertising too. And he's got the big audience, and even though they took a big host away from him, he got that big number one host back years later. But the point is, he's been successful. Then he sought out my show to put it on air because he was talking to a lot of the big, you know, uppity ups in radio, you know, saying this is the up and coming show and this is listener driven. And so I want to encourage listeners, you know, whether you want to make $10 a month or just get discounts on high quality vitamins and minerals, sign up at InfoWars.team.
InfoWarsTeam.
Absolutely. InfoWarsTeam.com. I suddenly can't talk today. InfoWarsTeam.com. But at the same time, you know, when you go to www.InfoWarsTeam.com, you can also, again, sign up to become a distributor, an affiliate of it, and you can get big discounts on the products and also sell the products to others. Now, what I've done is I just gave it to family, I guess about 8-9 months ago now, and they're actually smart enough to take it. I've never been a vitamin person, so I'm just not making myself do it, and I feel it every time I do. But to make a long story short, my parents love it. Rob Jacobson loves it. Aaron loves it. My wife loves it. Everybody absolutely loves it. And as always, I want more, more, more. And so now they're actually going and signing up themselves and getting it. So it's very, very exciting, Michael. And that's for everybody to sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com, banners at InfoWars.com. But going back for station owners, station managers that are listening out there, this is great for individuals. But for a radio station, this is something really great because they've got an audience who's going to love the products, who can also become affiliates themselves.
An audience all ready to leverage. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, break it down for folks how you've been successful.
It's real simple, Alex. The smartest thing a radio station, large or small, should do is become an affiliate of the Alex Jones Show. Become an affiliate, which, by the way, is the best-kept secret in the broadcast. It's got to correct you a little bit. I didn't find out about you as the up-and-coming thing from the broadcast industry. You, Alex Jones, are the best-kept secret in the broadcast industry, most of which is pretty clueless.
Okay, you just told me that radio exec guy that when you first called me that you really respected.
No, I wasn't a radio exec. It was a radio consultant who said to me, the smartest thing you can do, MZ, is put Alex Jones. I said, Alex Jones, I've interviewed him. He's a great interview. I've had him on my show a couple of times. You're a great interview. And I knew that you had your own show.
In fact, I met that fellow. He'd been a station owner too, correct?
No, never an owner. He was and is a consultant to other radio stations. And he said to me, Michael, you have always been a trailblazer. You're a person who likes to experiment and do things differently. This will be a great thing that if you listen to me, you're going to be very, very happy. Put Alex Jones on your station. We had a slot to fill anyhow because Bill O'Reilly announced that he was leaving talk radio. Sort of like the opposite of Rush Limbaugh. Rush did great in radio and continues, but not too well in television. It's just the opposite with Bill O'Reilly. He did great with television, but not too well in radio. Never got many ratings. So he decided to hang up his guns. And when that was announced, because we were on an affiliate list, every syndicator in the world was calling us saying, what are you going to do at KSEO to replace Alex, Bill O'Reilly? And I said, we're going to do something local. And I said, you could hear a thud because no one replaces one syndicated program with local. They go the other direction. But we're just sort of different. Anyhow, Glenn said to me, he said, do you know who the local person is yet? And I said, no. He says, do an experiment like you like to do. Put Alex Jones on and see what happens. You're going to be amazed at what happens. You know, within 2 or 3 days of putting you on as an experiment, I was walking out of the radio station, and a stranger walked up to me and said, are you MZ? And I said, yeah. And he said, he reaches out to shake my hand, and he puts a $100 bill in my hand. And I said, what's this? He says, that's for putting Alex Jones on the radio. I said, it's just an experiment. We don't even know if it's going to be permanent here. He says, the very fact that you put him on for even an hour, you deserve this money. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyhow, really powerful, dramatic stuff. And that was a year and a half before you came and spoke at the Coconut Grove and people from all over the world. I think the farthest person that I know of who flew in to watch you speak and pay $10.80, or we're at AM 1080 on the dial, so we made the tickets really inexpensive, flew in from somewhere in Ireland to watch you speak.
Well, that's the thing. And I know that's why from insiders at Talk Radio Network, they record my show every day. I've been told some people that work at Talk Radio Network, high level, they record it and it's sent to the head guys, and they're not sure what they're doing with it. And I know Clear Channel, you know, keeps tabs on us and things. And I'm not even that good of a talk show host. It's just the information is real. It's powerful, and folks understand that.
If you did a gardening show, it would be the best gardening show. I'm not blowing smoke out. I'm just being truthful. You have passion. You have spirit. You believe. You have truth. You have belief in what you're all about. And that's why you're successful, with or without the broadcasting industry. Now, it's true that the broadcasting industry still has many, 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 many millions of people listening to it. That's why I want to help other broadcasters who don't know what the hell to do, including the KGOs of the world that are going down the toilet as we speak, to know that there's something new and different. Anyhow,
we're going to tell them about that in a moment, but just going back, because time just flies, and I was saying I've been on your stations for, because you got two, for a year and a half, but I guess it's been a lot longer than that. How long have I been on there?
Since April or May of 2009. So it's over 2 years now.
Wow, time just flies. But I'll tell you a brief story, because my parents are really starting to get blown away. Because now, through the internet and everything else, and I'm not bragging, I mean, it's just to point out the effect of this broadcast. Now, anywhere I go, whether it's England, Central America, Canada, Austin, Texas, everywhere I go, I get stopped. And sometimes I get mobbed by people to the point of where I got 20 people around me. But my dad is going on a road trip next week with my mother. And he called a motel in the middle of nowhere on the Texas-Oklahoma border to see about staying there. This is just last week, and to make a reservation. And the woman said, okay, give me your info, your zip code. And when he said 78704 South Austin, she said, wow, Austin, that's where Alex Jones lives. I listen to him every day. Do you like Alex Jones? Yeah, but the thing is, that stuff is happening all the time. And I'm telling you, Michael, that's what's scary and daunting about this, is that with great power comes great responsibility, and we really are reaching millions of new people a week, not just our 3-4 million regular listeners. We're reaching millions of new people a week, and the message is so unorthodox from the mainline liberal conservative false spectrum, inside the box system that it's just incredible. But enough
because
about me.
Of what has actually happened, Alex, in the last year that no one would have ever believed possible, even yourself, probably. people are much more open to the message that it ain't about liberal versus conservative. It ain't about Democrats versus Republicans. It's about pure control of the serfs by government and big business. That's your message in a nutshell.
Yes.
And that is the absolute truth.
Absolutely, and no matter what we do, put in Bush gets worse, put in Obama gets worse, and it comes down to the big mega corporations that control government, the anti-capitalist crony monopolist. But enough of me, because I want to get to some other news calls here. I mean, speaking directly to the station owners, managers, and others, if they go to InfoWars Team.
Show, become an affiliate of the Alex Jones Show. We also have pharmacist Ben Fuchs's The Bright Side program. Fabulous information about health. Here's a very learned pharmacist who spends 3 or 4 hours a day reading and boning up. The guy's absolutely amazing. He's charismatic. He has his own show that is broadcast every week.
By the way, he's getting really popular in Austin because he's on here. And everybody I know is raving, including medical doctors, because pharmacist Ben Fuchs' knowledge of chemistry of the human body is so incredible. He's got a lot of doctors listening to him. That guy is going to be big.
Yeah, no, for sure, and you're helping make that happen. And also, of course, there's Doc Wallach himself, the original Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we've been syndicating his program since September of 1996. Thanks to my mother, of all people, who when she first heard him, she's 90 years old going on 40, and she just published her first book. It's amazing. But back when she first heard Dr. Wallach on our station, she called me up and she said, I don't know who this guy is, but he's got an amazing message, and you need to somehow get involved with him. And I said, geez, we're doing great. I mean, he's our biggest advertiser now. So never mind. But get involved in helping him spread his message. My mom's really smart.
No, she is. She's sharp as a tack, or sharp as a razor blade. So you've got those shows to syndicate through Genesis, through your operation. Also, again, stations go and they sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com to be affiliates, and then we'll cut liners and for them, commercials.
They can still sell commercials like they always have, but if they don't sell anything, if they have an audience, the money's going to come, and it's going to be, one of our affiliates said, I like the program, but it sure beats selling 30 and 60 second spots. I have a little website that I started years ago called fireyoursalesstaff.com. Fireyoursalesstaff.com. You don't even need a sales staff if you do this. If you have an audience. If you don't have an audience, you're not going to make any money. But if you have an audience, it's getting tougher and tougher and tougher to sell advertising, which it is for everyone thanks to Google and the internet, right?
Yes.
It's getting harder and harder to sell advertising in the newspapers and magazines, in television and in radio. You know, you don't need to sell advertising if you leverage your audience, if you have a good size audience to leverage.
And let me break this down. Folks, sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com. We're going to give station managers, owners, and individuals, if they're serious, MZ's email, and he is the coordinator. I'm also working on it, and I actually drafted him in because I said, look, you're the guy that really knows this. This is overwhelming us, all the folks. We want the best leader in there to really help out our stations, and so MZ has come in to help us even more, even though it was his idea, InfoWarsTeam.com. But I want to explain something to people. If you read the Wall Street Journal, if you research what's happening, one of the only growth sectors other than government is Walgreens and Save-On's and CVS's. They're building them out in the middle of nowhere in the countryside. We have an aging population. They're half the ads on TV and radio are these drug ads, most of it toxic garbage. All you're doing is seeing that market and offering people super high-quality, full-spectrum vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, melatonin, colloidal silver, whatever the best product is. This is a big company, folks. They've bought up everything that they love and think is great out there and passionately believe in it. It's all listed at InfoWarsTeam.com, and that's what they've done. They've put it all there together, and so you see the only other growth area out there are these drug stores, and most of what they're selling is absolute big pharma garbage. Well, instead, we're saying to radio stations and to individuals or to other businesses or other companies who are into sales, get on board at InfoWarsTeam.com. Go there, sign up, email's whirling. It's got all the information right there. It's super easy to do. Look at the hundreds of products, decide what you think is best to promote, and it's off to the races, and then it will support this message of liberty and freedom and national sovereignty and true free market and getting America moving again and not giving the whole market share to Big Pharma and Walgreens and CVS and the rest of them to push Prozac and mercury-filled shots. This stuff is absolutely incredible products. So if you're individuals or whether you're a radio station, whatever the case is, InfoWarsTeam.com. Now, Michael, if business people, if sales folks, if people want to make $100 a month or they want to try to make 6-7 figures, whatever the case is, radio stations are tailor-made for this, and it will support local stations and get them out from under these big monopolies if they sign up. Who needs to contact you specifically via email or tell folks how simple it is to sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com?
I can give my email address directly now if you want.
Yeah, give it out.
Okay, it's mz@ksco.com. Mz at K is in kilo, S is in Sam, C is in Charles, O is in Oscar. mz@ksco.com. And by the way, if you don't happen to be a radio station owner or general manager or decision maker who decides what programs to put on the radio, but you know of somebody, let us know because we'll involve you too. No problem. You can email me mz@ksco.com, or you could actually email me, it'll end at the same place, mz@infowarsteam.com. mz@infowarsteam.com. When you go to InfoWars Team, If you want to try the product, you can click on the big button on the right, halfway down underneath the videos. If you think you might want to get involved in the business, the only difference is if you click the business button on the left, it's a big green button. That means that you'll spend $10 one time only to get an account where you will be eligible to receive commissions. If all you want to do is try the products, just click the button on the right and just become a wholesale buyer, and you'll be able to buy it at the lowest possible price to begin with. But if you think you might want to make this a business, and I got to tell you, it's an amazing business. Whether or not you own a radio station, it's a great business because what is the Alex? You know the answer to this. Everybody knows the answer to this. What is the best form of advertising traditionally always?
Person to person.
Yeah, word of mouth, same thing. Person to person, exactly. What is this? What is talk radio? It's mass word of mouth advertising. What is Alex Jones? What is Pharmacist Ben Brightside? What is Dr. Joel Wallach on Dead Doctors Don't Lie? Both of these are live interactive programs that can be called by anybody with any kind of a health question or any kind of a
It's tailor-made for talk radio. And again, folks, you don't even have to carry the shows to be an affiliate of this. You can just run the ads. InfoWarsTeam.com. Stay with us to take a few calls.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. The main radio broadcast is going to end in 5 minutes, and I'm just going to do 5 minutes of overdrive. It's internet only at prisonplanet.tv and audio streams at InfoWars.com. There's a special, just so we can get to some of your calls, there's a special InfoWars report, or InfoWars special report is its proper name, tonight, 7 o'clock, with Aaron Dykes at PrisonPlanet.tv. And yes, we're taking most of those reports and also then posting them for free for everybody at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Our latest with Max Kaiser and Paul Watson that's gone super viral on the web is titled London Burning, InfoWars Special Report on Social Unrest and Economic Collapse with Max Kaiser and Paul Watson. We've done four or five of these now. You notice each one gets better. These are, quite frankly, public rehearsals for the mainline news show that we're launching September 1st, 30 minutes a night. We'll also have extended special reports. And we're reaching, just on this channel, a couple million people a week. On the other channels, about 4 million a week on YouTube. On the other video channels, doing an aggregate check, about another 2 million. So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 million a week. Not counting all the other video sites, we're reaching about 3 million a week on the radio, commercial terrestrial radio. And we're reaching a couple million a week on audio streams and podcasts. It's about a half million a day just on the podcast. It's big. And it's only growing faster and faster, but we need your support. And so we try to sell you products that we believe in. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. But getting out of that subject, I hope folks will sign up at InfoWarsTeam.com. And I appreciate Michael Zwirling and all the great advice he's given me and getting me introduced to the Talkers folks. And they had me as their keynote speaker this year, and a bunch of stations turned us on because of that. He's a real trailblazer, and he's with us now. These callers will be all over the map here at the very end. But Ron in Florida, thanks for holding. Then Tom, Verna, I'm going to try to get to Julie and a few others. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to cover two things if I could. One is my own and the other one is my wife's. I run a very large trucking website, and I get about 140,000 visitors a month. And I did some digging into this NAFTA superhighway stuff about a year ago, and this relates to jobs, really. There's a real problem. I mean, we got a huge problem. I mean, these guys...
Oh, they're putting chips in everything, tracking you. They're going to make all the trucks out of Mexico not be by the same rules, but be able to come in. Again, it's about the globalists, just like with milk 50 years ago, coming in, buying it up, putting regulations in to shut down real milk producers, shut down independent truckers or even American companies, shut down local radio stations. MZ, comments on this.
Comments on what about shutting down?
Well, just the total consolidation across the board.
Oh yeah, it's awful. I mean, the FCC happened to 3 or 4 years ago come and have a public a hearing on how to increase diversity and localism. And I said, I got up and spoke, and I said, it's obvious. You know, go back to the original rules about no one station can own more than one AM or one FM and one FM in the same market.
Well, now it's admitted that the big major syndicators are all on the verge of collapse. So their own system, like the megabanks, has destroyed them. So maybe it'll go back to that. Ron, sorry to interrupt you. Finish up your point about the trucks.
No problem. There's Asian shipping companies that are putting together this Mexico superport, which in turn is being coordinated by an organization called NASCOCarter.com.
And they've set up inland ports that are tax-free. And if you go down to, that's over on the Pacific southern side of Mexico, that giant, biggest port in the world it's going to be, brother.
And it's going to decimate California. California has a $30 billion a year port business.
Hey, Californians, if they don't wake up to the New World Order, we're all destroyed. Thank you so much, Ron. Yeah, I should cover that more. We covered my film Endgame. Okay, main broadcast is over. Great job to the crew. See you back tomorrow live. I'm going to come back to Internet Only with a few more calls and whirling.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.